Diary, June 1889. June 15th to 28th, 1889. Rome, New York. It is a cloudy, rainy day in Rome, New York. Elder Wagoner spoke in the forenoon. In the afternoon, I was to speak. In coming from my dinner at Brother Rolf's, my ankle turned and caused me excruciating pain. I could but groan in agony. My son and a brother took me up in their arms and carried me into the tent, where hot water bandages were applied thoroughly. This removed the swelling and pain. All the afternoon, Sarah worked over me faithfully. I rested well that night. They reported an excellent meeting in the afternoon. A large number came forward for prayers. This was a good day to those assembled. Rome, New York. I find myself quite helpless, unable to walk. A pair of crutches was borrowed for me, which helped me from tiring my feet. I spoke in the afternoon, my arm resting upon the top of a rocking chair and my right arm upon the desk. I tried to present the claims of the law and the work of parents to educate and train their children. Battle Creek, Michigan. Spoke in the tabernacle in the afternoon. Elder Jones spoke in the forenoon with much power, and a deep impression was made upon the people. The Lord blessed me in speaking to the people in the afternoon. At 11:30, we left Battle Creek for Grand Rapids, en route to the Wexford camp meeting. Cars were 1 hour behind time. We had close connection with the cars to Grand Rapids. They were telegraphed to hold the cars for the train from Battle Creek. We arrived at Grand Rapids about 5:00 p.m. Brethren McPherson and Moore met us at depot. We rode out with Brother McPherson 3 miles. They are very pleasantly situated. We had a long and profitable talk with them. We set forth plainly his danger. We told him it would be a snare to him to invest his money in houses and lands. He must now lay off the worldly business armor and put on the armor of Christ's righteousness. He and his wife were touched and softened. They both wept. The elder of the church came in, and we visited and had a good season of prayer. We were very weary and were glad to retire and get some rest. Rose at 4:00. It is cold and cloudy. We had a heavy thunderstorm with sharp flashes of lightning. I wrote 4 pages of important matter for Addie Walling. We took breakfast at 5:30, prayed with the family, rode 3 miles into the city, and took the cars en route for Wexford. We changed cars, rode 10 miles, and then left the cars. Found brethren waiting for us with teams. We rode 13 miles to the campground and were very weary. Tarried in the reception tent until the baggage was brought, which had our tent in it. We found a good place in a beech grove. About 100 campers are on the ground. We met many old friends on the ground, whom we were glad to meet. Our tent was pitched, and we took possession in it about dark. We are very comfortably situated. Our tent has a good floor and a good carpet on it. Washstand, table, looking glass, 2 rocking chairs, and good bed. I am not sorry I came, for this people are poor and need help. I arose about 4:30 a.m. The bell rang for morning meeting. I spoke to those assembled about 20 minutes. I felt that they needed the bread of life. They received the word spoken by Brother Jones with gladness of heart. They grasp every morsel of spiritual meat with thankful hearts. There were canvassers' meetings. Elder Jones spoke with great freedom upon the righteousness of Christ. The people drink in this heaven-sent message as the earth drinks in the rain which comes upon it. Mrs. White spoke in the afternoon to a good congregation that listened attentively to her words from 1 Peter 1, verse 1 to 3. She had clearness of thought and much freedom. The congregation listened as if spellbound. May the Lord water the seed that has been sown. For Paul can plant, Apollos water, but God giveth the increase.